This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein, and I'm joined by Art McMorris, the Peregrine Falcon Coordinator at the Pennsylvania Game Commission. He's working from home these days. Thank you for joining me by phone.
Good morning, Brad. Good to be here.
Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you is because I recently moved to the Lehigh Valley, and being a bird watcher, I was delighted to see peregrine falcons flying about. Such a wonderful bird, a top predator here in the Northeast, and so I wanted to learn a little bit more about them.
Okay, sure. There has been a pair there in Bethlehem since the year 2012. Peregrine falcons were just decimated, actually worldwide, by DDT in the 1950s and 60s.
So these birds of prey were completely extinct in this area by the mid-60s, is that right?
That's correct. But then it was initiated by the Peregrine Project at Cornell University, directed by Dr. Tom Cade, and also included many cooperators, including the Pennsylvania Game Commission. They actually raised peregrine falcons in captivity and turned them loose, and more than 2,600 were released in Eastern United States and Canada, and the birds that we see today are the descendants of those birds.
And they weren't released into urban areas originally, right?
Originally, they were released at cliffs.
I know from living in New York City that they moved from the Palisades, where they had been introduced, which are the cliffs just north of New York City, and they crossed the river and saw some fine real estate on the skyscrapers of Manhattan and surrounded by pigeons.
That's right. Peregrines, apparently, if I can try to put myself in the brain of a peregrine falcon, they see the tall buildings and tall bridges as artificial cliffs, cliffs that humans have built for them to nest on. In Pennsylvania, most of our peregrines are still nesting on man-made structures. As of last year, we had 57 pairs nesting in Pennsylvania.
Wow, that's an amazing comeback story. Now, tell me about the pair that I am seeing when I walk along the DNL Canal Trail, which is open to those taking proper precautions during the pandemic, social distancing and giving people as much space as possible. But you can look up at the blast furnaces, formerly of Bethlehem Steel, and I've been seeing this pair of peregrine falcons, which I think may even be nesting on the easternmost blast furnace there.
Yes, it appears that they might have begun laying eggs. We don't know that for sure. We have lots of volunteers, and now that includes yourself, who are watching what the peregrines do and reporting back to me. And by their behavior, we try to figure out what they're doing.
And with the giant blast furnace structures, there's a lot of ledges, which is all they need to nest, right? It's just like the ledge on a cliff. They don't really need to gather nesting material the way a bald eagle pair does.
That's correct. They make no nest as we think of a bird's nest. On a cliff ledge, then they just scrape a little depression about the size and shape of a saucer, and the blast furnace serves as a convenient artificial cliff. They say, thank you very much. It gives them protection from mammals. It's high. They can see lots of airspace around and really lord it over their surroundings and defend their surroundings and their food source.
And there's plenty of mourning doves and pigeons and starlings to feed the chicks.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much, Art McMorris, the Peregrine Falcon Coordinator for the Pennsylvania Game Commission. Thanks for being with us.
And thank you, Brad. Good to be with you.